Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, KMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, saying social media professionals, Team Quizmatics, KMX for short, and a wonderful founder of our KMX Free Money Movement. Welcome to another fun, positive, and empowering WKMX Positive Power meeting. And if you're joining us for the first time, this is indeed our KMX morning meeting for the success-minded entrepreneur. And I love that term, success-minded entrepreneur. I've got some news for you. You could have been anywhere in the world. You chose to be right here with us, whether you're listening to the program live now or going back and checking out one of our podcasts, archives, Quizcast, actually is what I like to call them. But let me share something with you. Success is a mindset, everybody. Success is a mindset, and the beautiful thing is that you have that mindset. If you have tuned into this program, if you are listening on the program, if you're even on the internet somewhere, plugged into us on Blog Talk Radio, then you are a success-minded entrepreneur. And there's only one question I really would like to ask you right now. Have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? And when I ask that question, what is the very first action required to find success, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're pursuing, no matter where you're going, no matter what it is that you're trying to achieve or accomplish, no matter what path it is that you're walking, what is the very first action of success? Well, guys, I got news for you. Nothing comes to a dreamer but a dream. Nothing comes to a dreamer but a dream. If you stayed asleep your entire life, you would never have been alive. So, guys, very first action of success is waking up. And when you wake up, let me share something with you. You wake up with a purpose. Chris, are you waking up purposefully? Are you waking up on purpose? Because there are only so many hours in a day. Guys, let me share this with you. If you wake up, if you are blessed with the ability to have another breath in your lungs, some more air, you know, life, energy, the ability to consciously and physically experience this world that's manifested in the flesh, in the physical form, then you are already a perfect model of success. You're already a perfect model of success. We want to embrace that. We want to have gratitude. We want to have humility to say, yes, I am a success because I am alive, and we want to make sure we get the most out of this life that we're living. So, guys, we're going to take a walk over right now to one of my favorite places. Oh, my goodness. We're going to take a walk over to one of my favorite places right now, guys. Come and take a walk with me and feel free to connect with a very valuable person. I'm not sure if you really know this person, but you're going to connect with them. We're going to meet with them. We're going to see them. They're waiting for us. They've been waiting on us for success their entire lives, and we need them. They're the most important person that we have in our entire life, whether or not we've ever realized it. Our personal MVP is waiting for us, and they're on just the other side of the mirror. So we're just going to take a walk over there, and feel free to take a walk with us. And here we go. And we are now standing face to face, eye to eye, with this wonderful, magnificent, amazing person. Listen, check it out. Take a look at this. Let's take a look at this person staring back at you right now. I really want you to marvel over their awesomeness. I mean, take a look. All right, I know somebody said, Quiz, no filter, man. I didn't even put my makeup on, man. The mirror might crack this morning. No. It's going to be all right. Trust me. That crack was already there. Trust me. All right, even if it does crack, you're still going to be able to see this awesome person. And take a look at them. Perfect model of perfection. Everybody is unique. Everybody is original. You are flawless. I'm going to tell you, you are flawless and gorgeous. You are attractive. You are handsome. And you are you. And trust me, I'm going to tell you something. That is truly special. So, guys, take a look. They say the eyes are the window to the soul. Make sure you confront your personal MVP eye to eye with your head held high. You have no reason to feel ashamed. Some people aren't comfortable in their own skin. They look at themselves in the mirror, and they're like, oh, my goodness, and they're breaking themselves down. I have so many problems. I got a mole here and all kinds of stuff there. Let me share something with you. There are people out there who have a whole bunch of other stuff going on. They have real problems and real issues, all right? And you may even be a person who has some real problems and some real issues. But the truth of the matter is that you're perfect because you are you. And there is nobody else better at being you than you. And when people see you, because they know what's in your heart, because of the way you care about them, because of the way that you care about others, because of the way you treat others, because of the way you make them feel and put a smile on their face, they see you as a beautiful person. I want you to take a look at that person staring back at you in the mirror. Do you see that beautiful person that others see in you? See, you may have forgotten that. Somebody out there really appreciates you because you are awesome. You are the best person in somebody's life. But you may have forgotten who the best person in your life is. And when you take a look in this mirror right now at your personal MVP, you are confronted with them. So I want you to communicate with them because I want you and this personal MVP of yours to have a very intimate relationship from this point forward. I want you to remember, don't neglect them. You're giving everybody else all your attention. Other people are looking up to you. Your personal MVP is looking up to you the most because they can't do anything without you. So I want you to make sure that you give them every opportunity to succeed. I'm going to give you some very valuable language to use. Recently, I've been doing trainings, talking about power words and stuff like that. Let's set those aside. I got a more powerful word, and it's one that you're never going to say. What I want you to do to communicate with your personal MVP, and I'm saying we're not going to use words. Somebody's like, Quiz, what are you going to teach me? You're going to teach me to talk telepathically? Absolutely. Absolutely positively. You're going to learn today, all right? We're going to have a telepathic communication with this personal MVP of ours. In fact, we're going to have a telepathic communication with the entire world from this point forward. So let's get ready to have this conversation without using any words. What I want you to do is I want you to smile. I want you to smile like it's going out of style. And with that being said, I'm going to go over here to the phone lines, maybe get a couple of commentary here before we move a little bit further. I want you guys to realize that there is power in that smile. There is beauty in that smile. There is attraction in that smile. There is magic in that smile. And that smile is yours. And just the way that you're feeling when you see this person, this wonderful, magnificent, awesome, and amazing person staring back at you, this is what is happening when you go out there into the world. This is what's happened to you tons of times. At one point in your life, you were doing something and you didn't believe in yourself and somebody just smiled at you, or maybe you were insecure and somebody just smiled at you and it just made you feel so good. I want to ask you if you remember when that happened, and I want you to look at your personal MVP in the eye, and I want you to tell me if that person that's looking back at you with this wonderful, brilliant smile on their face, is it making you feel the same way right now? Caller number 434, welcome to the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Have you started your day in a positive way? All right, well, caller number 434 may have some line issues. All right, there we go. I hear somebody now. All right, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, amen, I have.
Great. And now what we're doing is we're talking about the power of the smile right now. Are you eye to eye with your personal MVP right now, caller 434?
Yeah.
So, all right, now that's the type of attitude I like to hear.
Yeah.
How's that smile working out for you right now, caller?
Very good.
Good, great. Now, let me ask you a question. I always ask people this question because some people say, well, you know, I'm looking in the mirror. This isn't real. This is hocus pocus. I mean, let me ask you a question. Do you feel that warm feeling in the pit of your stomach right now, caller?
Yes, I do.
I mean, I said a warm feeling. You telling me you could physically feel that right now, caller?
Yeah, it does. There is a warm feeling. It's really nice.
Hold on a second. You actually could feel it? I mean, I'm talking to you through the phone. I know you can't feel the words that I'm transmitting through this phone, but you're telling me you can really feel a physical warm feeling in the pit of your stomach right now just from looking at this awesome MVP of yours.
Yeah. It makes you feel good. Makes your day.
Let me ask you a question. When you look at this personal MVP of yours, I want to ask you a question. Do you realize, I want you to take a good look at this person. I'm going to say a few things right now. Do you realize that that person is awesome? That person is amazing. That person is unique. That person is talented. That person is friendly. That person is kind. And that warm feeling that you're feeling right now is that person expressing their love to you. Do you know that that person is a magnificent person in somebody's eyes? And when you look at that, can you see that brilliant staring back at you right now, caller?
I don't know if I go that far, but yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think that you're not, see, that's the reason why we have to have this conversation every single day. I'm glad that you broke that up. You wouldn't go that far, right? You don't think you would go that far, right? You don't think you would go that far. Well, I'm going to share something with you, caller. When you came into this existence, there were a million sperm cells swimming around. You know anything about biology?
Yeah.
There were a million sperm cells. And how many eggs were there, caller?
Just one.
Have you ever been on a job interview and you had a million other applicants on that job?
Not quite that many, but
All right. Have you ever had a million? Did you have a million students in your school when you went to your school?
No, but we had a lot.
All right, I'm just sharing this with you. I'm sharing this with you. You had a lot, but you didn't have a million. All right, a million's a big number.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about 100. I'm not talking about 200. I'm not talking about 500.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even talking about 10,000. I'm not talking about 100,000.
Yeah.
I said a million. All right, hold on, a million, right? A million,
All
right? And now I want you to go back and do some study on how many sperm cells are actually floating around and how many eggs that there actually is. And I'm sharing something with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have never been in a job interview where you had a competition with a million different applicants.
No.
You have
never
been in any competition. You've never seen a basketball game where they had to play against a million other players around the world. Quite honestly.
That's right.
All
right.
You
right.
have never
right.
seen anybody compete against a million people ever in your entire life. But I'm going to share something with you. It has happened, and you have already won. I want you to take a look at that person again. You said you wouldn't go that far. I'm here to share something with you. You were born phenomenal. You were born phenomenal. Now take a look
Thank
at that.
You.
Take a look at that smiling face staring back at you. Because you wouldn't go that far. But Quiz would. Take a look at that smiling person staring back at you. I want you to interpret what that person is saying to you with that smile right now, caller. What messages are you getting right now? I'll shut up my big mouth. I want to hear you tell me what message is being delivered to you by your personal MVP right now. What are they telling you?
That you're fine. You're on your way. That things are turning around. Things are getting better. And they're
things
going to
are always
going to
get better. When you see that smile staring back at you, right? The language that's being communicated are, I'm happy. I feel good. I'm content.
Okay.
I'm a pleasant person.
Yeah.
I like you.
Mm-hmm.
I find you attractive. Did you notice that once you smiled that their level of attraction also went up? Did you notice that they instantly became more beautified with that smile on their face? Did you notice that, caller?
Yes.
You know what you say when you smile? You say, I love myself. I love my life. I like you. I find you interesting. I want to get to know you better. I'd like to be your friend.
Amen.
Do you interpret that message I just said right there? Just take a look at that person. Did you interpret every one of those messages?
All right, let me
share something with you. That person staring back at you in the mirror loves you more than anybody else on this planet because they can't do anything without you. Can't do not one thing without you. They can't live without you. There ain't nobody who been there with you from the beginning to the end. They were fighting through those million other sperm out there just to get into that egg, and you already won. Nothing else, no entity can occupy the same space at the same time, and you are you yourself, awesome, amazing, and brilliant. Hold on, I said you yourself are awesome, amazing, and what did I say? I said brilliant, all right, in and of yourself. So now think about all of the opinions that other people in the world have placed on your shoulders to make you doubt yourself, to make you forget yourself. And now when you're confronted with your personal MVP, where you find yourself, and when you take a look in your eyes, which are the window of the soul, and then I stop talking, and you take a look at that MVP of yours, and you start smiling and communicating, the purpose of this is for you to remind yourself, of just how far off from yourself that you've allowed yourself to slip. And just how easy it is to get right back to where you're supposed to be. Because when I said that, you are awesome, you are amazing, and you are brilliant. When I said that you are beautiful, right? If you can see it, you can be it. If your mind can go there, then why can't you? Now let's think for a moment. Anybody watch any sports? Have you ever seen somebody win a championship? What is the expression that they do, that they have when they win a championship? They smile. They express joy. Some of them have tears of joy, right? They're popping champagne. They're celebrating. You can't take the smile off of their face, right? Because
right.
That is what successful people do. I want you to take a look at that smile from your personal MVP one more time. And while we do that, I'm going to bring Dr. K on the line just so we can get into our five affirmations this morning. So without any further ado or any delay, callers on the line, all the people calling in, all you guys listening in on our archive program or catching us on the internet somewhere, let's bring in Dr. K. Dr. K, thank you. Welcome for joining us on the WKMF Positive Power Meeting. Hopefully you found some value in the stuff I covered this morning. I'd like for you to cover our five daily affirmations, if you would, my friend. Thank you very much, Quiz. I'm just so happy to be here. And thank you, caller. I like the fact that the quiz, you brought up some very valuable points this morning. It is just very true. Is the way that you see yourself is most important to how you feel about yourself. And see, the thing is that a lot of people is not feeding themselves enough to realize that, yes, Quiz, you are absolutely correct. I would go further than that, in fact. There's one thing that you say on your program every now and then, Quiz. I do listen every now and then when I'm shaving my sheep. I hear you. It's kind of hard, kind of loud because the clippers and whatnot, but I still hear you, Quiz. And one thing that you say, change of perspective is change your position. And they want people to understand that. And position is an artist, I draw, I paint, and things of this nature, and it's perspective. And that's what people is want for an artist. You know, a wonderful portrait of Mona Lisa is just what I see in my eyes. It's my vision, I think, is beautiful. My vision, I think, is okay. And other people are inspired and they feel something from this artistic expression. But it's just one expression. It's many expressions. Am I correct? So I want for people to understand. A change of your perspective will change your position. And a change of your position will always change your perspective. For example, if I go to the Eiffel Tower and I'm at the bottom of the Eiffel Tower, I can see something, but I cannot see very far. But if I go to the top of the Eiffel Tower, oh my goodness, that horizon is looking so much more wonderful and splendid. I can see for miles away, place where I was standing. When I was at the bottom of the Eiffel Tower, I looked like an ant. Things I can't even imagine anymore. Like, why would I want to see from there when I can see from up here? But then I'm afraid of heights. And that is the thing that messed it all up. But the truth of the matter is, change your perspective or change your position, all right? And I want to understand another nice thing that Quiz always say. You can see your glass is half empty or you can see the glass is half full. But who say that that is your only option? Is I the one tell you that you only have a glass is half empty, half full? You can always go to the fountain and pour more. So why not see your glasses abundantly overflowing? It's much better than have a glass that's half empty. If somebody is love a half empty glass, they got a frown on their face. Get up and walk over to the water fountain, my friend. And then let's think about something different. If I can see my glasses abundantly overflowing, it's because I can make my glass abundantly overflowing. I'm happy. You can always get more. And why would I want to drink from a glass when I could drink from a chalice? Like a king or a queen in a palace. It's still a much better perspective than frowning because the glass is half empty. You see? And you see, if I can go to the water fountain, then why not just go to the waterfall? You know, I go on a nice vacation and just stand beneath the waterfall. Now I no longer need a glass or a chalice at all. Abundantly overflowing waterfall, basking in abundance, an abundance of positivity. An abundance of positive attitude, an abundance of what is really important to feed your soul, to give you the opportunity to understand, is the truth is that you are success. See, because that smile on your face, you cannot have that if you do not have life. If you pinch yourself, it hurts, but confirmation that we are alive. And what alternative do we have than that? So let's go to the five affirmations because it's very important. And all of the callers on the program and everybody listening on the program, please join in on the conversation. It's not for me. It's for your personal MVP. That person who is you was a child once upon a time, and they had dreams, they had aspirations, and they were waiting on you to fulfill them. And somewhere along the line, many people are giving up. They start feeling down. They start feeling sad. They start feeling worthless. They feel as though they're not good enough. But the difference between the person who has success and overabundance of success is that person has never give up on themselves. They say, well, times are hard, and I'm going to fight harder. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to do more. I'm going to find happiness. I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to worry about what anybody else say. I'm going to find what it is that make me happy, and I'm going to do what it is that make me happy to keep a smile on my face. And when people are smiling, success has become attractive to people because most people have all kinds of other issues in their life. They don't want you to come to them with their problem. They have their own problem to worry about. They are looking to escape from their problem. They want somebody who can help them to make them feel better about themselves and their chances and their opportunities so they can lift them up and pick them up so that they can get to where they want to go. And this is the reason why they want to come around with you and hang around with you and spend time with you, because you make them feel better about themselves. And you should make yourself feel better about you, because that personal MVP is the only person that you have accountability to. You don't have accountability for everybody else in the world. You can take on burdens and responsibilities and challenges, but you actually have a real obligation to this person in the mirror, because if you don't brush their teeth, they breath stink. It's no good thing. And trust me, I have a brother. He's never brushed his teeth. His breath will smell very awful. I tell him, please take care of your personal MVP. He's waiting for you. And you're neglecting him. So, guys, let's go through that five affirmations this morning. Affirmation number one. Today will be my day. I want you to get this perspective so you can change your position. Today will be my day. It will be your day, because the present is a present and it's a gift and it's given to you, not by me, not by your mom, not by your daddy, not by society, by God himself. God is the owner of the day and he's given to you as a present. Make the most of it. Be happy and enjoy it. Go do something pleasant. I know you have so many other things to do, but today is your day. Make the thing happen. Make things happen that will benefit you and your personal MVP for the long haul. And don't live in the past. It's over. You was just fried yesterday. You was not to go that far as quizzes go. But today is the day that you change that. Let's go further. Quiz is his own person, his own life. We have our own personal MVP to hold accountable to. We're going to push this MVP much further today, because today is the greatest day of our life, because it's the only one that truly matters. Absolutely, positively true. Your personal MVP should say that now, if not immediately. Most people who want to find success will find time to connect with their personal MVP. All it takes is to make a decision. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it now. Your personal MVP waiting for you to do it immediately. Again, today will be my day. Affirmation number two. You could take it from me or you could take it from Q, but it's better off if you take it from you. Affirmation number two. I am the best me that there is. I am the best me that there is. I want you to notice the power word there is the best. I didn't say you were secondary. You're not almost good enough. You are the best you that there is. Even in your greatest defeat, you can always lift yourself up and keep moving forward. You are the best champion for your own success. It's not anybody else who's going to do better at it than you. And yes, we make mistakes, but we learn from our mistake and we keep it moving so that we don't make that mistake again. You are the best you that there is. It's very important. It's very valuable. And I want you to smile when you look at your MVP, because you know something? I know something about your MVP. That MVP is so amazing and awesome and fantastic. You see, the reason why you don't see the full potential of your MVP is because you're worried about things that have happened in the past. The past is over. It's done with. The future is yet to come. See, And what has happened is yesterday is we have not taken advantage of today. And today we're going to take advantage of today. And if we keep on doing that with consistency, then we are going to have a great and promising and bright tomorrow, full of possibility, endless possibility, abundance, overflowing, and opportunity to succeed and have excellent success. Affirmation number 3, you can take it from me. I am a winner. I am a winner. I said, I am a winner, and you are a winner too, my friend. You have already won the game of life. What the heck is the matter with people? You have already won the game of life. What is the reason to complain? You've already accomplished greatness. And so we lift the bar low for ourselves because somebody else is not doing something. Somebody once upon a time said, I want to fly. And a mom and daddy said, hell no, you cannot fly. What the hell is the matter with you? You are not a bird. And he said, no, mommy, daddy, you're wrong. And I am right. And I have a brother. And the Wright brothers create the first aeroplane, at least as far as modern history, no. We see ancient aliens, obviously, they've understand the stars much better than us. And they also have ink and line that show all kinds of different patterns that you cannot see from the ground. It's a different perspective, and we can see them clearly from the air. This is a cactus. So how the heck could they do that if they is only on the ground? It doesn't make much sense. So I remind you that a change of your perspective, a change of position, and with a change of your position will change your perspective. And this is the proper perspective to put things into. You are a winner. Put a smile on your face and hold yourself accountable for the winner that you truly are. And let's go for affirmation number 4. Just to be absolutely positively sure. I know I can do it. I know I will. I say, I know I can do it. I know I will. Why are you doubting yourself? Why are you doubting your greatness? Why are you doubting your brilliance? You will not go that far. You are not going far enough. Trust me when I tell you this. I know I can do it. I know I will. Believe me, I hate mathematics. Then get a PhD. You know, I don't even like school. Yet I go and I become teaching people things that they never learned in this academia. And so this is important for you to know. You can go wherever you want to go. You can do whatever you want to do. But if you do not believe in you, then nothing else is ever going to become true. So stop with the doubt. There is no such word as can't. There's only endless possibility. If you perceive yourself, then you can be yourself. Believe in yourself. Everything else is false in this world. You yourself are real. Pinch yourself. If you pinch me, you will not feel it. If you pinch you, you feel it. You reveal it in me. Believe me. So believe in yourself because that is most important thing. And affirmation number 5, the confirmation of being alive. God is with me. God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. God will be with me. He always has been. And he always will be. When we were a sperm cell, we didn't even have a body and we fought for life and we fought to the death for life. A million other sperm cells is dead fighting in that battle and you've won. You are a conqueror. You are a champion. And God was with you then. When you were a baby, you could not eat. When you were a baby, you could not walk. Imagine if you was a baby and you say, I cannot walk. I'm not going to try. I'm going to sit in bed all day and cry. And you would never have gotten anywhere. Eventually, you develop a desire that you want to walk like all of the other children. And then when you decide that you could walk, then you say, well, hell, I'm going to run. And you run away from your mommy and daddy every time they take you out to the mall and to the toy store. And they eventually say, I need to put a leash on this child. This child, all they want to do is run like Forrest Gump. So please. I want you to understand something. This is not important for you to listen to from me. It's not important what I'm saying. It is important what your MVP is saying. Connect with your personal MVP and get the most out of them. Make sure that they believe in you. Because the last time I checked when I look in the mirror, it's not exactly like the person who sees the reflection in the mirror and can go out and pay my bills. I must go do it. And so I want you to understand, your personal MVP is so jealous and envious of you, but they are your greatest supporter and your wonderful, most brilliant advocate ever. So be you. You are a beautiful, brilliant person on the inside and out. share the wonderfulness of you with your personal MVP. And your personal MVP will share their brilliance and wonderful magnificence with you. And the two of you will succeed because it's only the two of you, and God himself is from the beginning to the end. Energy can never be destroyed, only the flesh. This is true. But thank you very much, Quiz, for inviting me back on the program. I'm going to go back to shaving my sheep because my sheep is so wonderful and awesome, and they always love me no matter what I do. Even if my breasts stink, my sheep always love me. So I'm going to go, guys. I hope that you understand that stress less, all right? Stress less, smile more. Smile more, stress less. That's what Dr. K suggests. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, Quiz. Continue with your program, my friend. It's a wonderful program. Thank you very much, Dr. K, for being on our WKMX Positive Power meeting. I hope that you guys all gained some valuable insight from those five affirmations. And I will recap those one times for you. Affirmation number one, today will be my day. Affirmation number two, I am the best me that there is. Affirmation number three, I am a winner. Affirmation number four, I know I can do it. I know I will. Affirmation number five, God will be with me. He always has been, and he always will be. Any further level of success that we want to attain in life is very simple to accomplish. All we have to do is believe in ourselves at the core level, which Dr. K has been so wonderful to share with us. And by the way, caller 434, what did you think about the stuff that Dr. K shared with you this morning?
Awesome.
Did your personal MVP connect with those five affirmations? Is your personal, how's your personal MVP feeling right now? What is your personal MVP telling you?
Much better today. She's saying, go for it. Use those affirmations and just strengthen yourself. Amen.
That is so very valuable and so important. That personal MVP of yours is waiting for you to give them their opportunity to succeed. So make sure you tap into that. Make sure you use that energy. Get that positive momentum, move it in the right direction. And anything else we want further than that as far as success in life, remember these four keys to success. They're very simple, but they're very true and they're very real. Commitment. Make the commitment. Commit to your personal MVP. Make sure that they're happy. Let's make sure we do that first off. Make sure that they have gratitude. Make sure that we're giving them an opportunity to grow. Let's just commit to getting them where they need to get, all right? How they to feel the way they need to feel. Let's make sure that we make that commitment to ourselves. Key to success number two, consistency. Let's be consistent, guys. Let's be consistent. Let's work on being more consistent. Let's work on putting one foot in front of the other. Let's make sure that we continue to put our feet in front of the other. Make sure that we're getting where we need to get. Let's be consistent, guys. Let me share this with you. Consistent people produce results. Actions speak louder than words. And that is a flat-out fact. So make sure you're putting your actions behind your commitments so that everybody can see what you're committed to, and you don't have to say one thing. You can actually sit there and say, hey, this person is committed. I can tell because they're doing this every single day. And key to success number three, drive. Your drive is your why. It's your inspiration. It's your motivation. This is a true affirmation of what it is that you're passionate about, how you feel. Let's make sure we utilize those feelings of ours rather than feeling sorrowful and having pity parties. Let's utilize those feelings of ours towards motivation, inspiration, and lifting ourselves up. Let's pick ourselves up. Let's think about the worst-case scenario for ourselves, and let's make sure that we never go back to that situation and remind ourselves that that's the reason why we're working hard to begin with. So at those times we feel we don't have anything else in the tank, we're going to dig into our reservoir and say, you know something, I'm pushing forward. I don't care. I got plenty of time to sleep when I'm dead. I need to be driven because if I don't make it happen, I'm not going to reach those passionate dreams and desires of mine. I want to go to the Great Wall of China. Well, damn it, I'm going to make sure that that happens. And how is it going to happen with key to success number four, determination. And determination is when you take that drive of yours, you put that in, inject that into that consistency of yours, and you basically make sure that those commitments are becoming fulfilled. And you're doing this through actions, which speak way louder than words, guys. And if we follow these four keys of success, there is no way that we can ever fail, no matter what we're doing. Every person that you ever admire and idolize has been through these four keys of success. Let me share something with you. These people who are super successful, they've had super failures. The difference between them and everybody else is that you don't know what all of their failures are unless they share them with you. They weren't sharing those failures with people when they were out there trying to succeed. So start eradicating all failures. Start eradicating all doubts. Stop thinking that somebody has got some sort of magical, everything falls into place for them. It's not the case. People who get what they want in their life go out there and work for it. So invest in ourselves, spend time with ourselves, nurture our personal MVPs, and success is a surefire thing. Hopefully you got some benefit out of that, and we'll take it from there. So caller on the line, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate today's positive power meeting, my friend?
That was was like 25. Yeah.
All right, great. And guess what? Tomorrow is going to be a 50. Tomorrow is going to be a 50. But since we can't, since nothing's ever promised tomorrow today, I'm not going to worry about what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm going to make sure we get the most out of it today. All right, we're going to get the most out of it today. And guess what we're going to do? Guess where we're going to be at same time, same place tomorrow, Miss Caller on the line?
Right here.
That's right. You could have chosen to be anywhere in the world, and you chose to be right here with me. And that's the reason why you are a winner. So thank you very much again. My name is Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, and welcome to our WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow at our next KMX Morning Meeting for the Success-Minded Entrepreneur. Remember, yesterday was a success. Today, we'll expect nothing less. All right? Smile more, stress less. That's what Dr. K suggests. All right, now, get down. Hey, I got a word to share with you guys before I get off of the program. You ready to hear this one, caller?
Yeah.
Deuces!